And he brings up the most exciting time in the Old Testament, the pinnacle of the Old Testament, which is the time in which God met his people on Mount Zion. And the author of Hebrews says it was a terrible moment. Fire, tempest, uses the word terrible, fear, fire. It didn't really go that well. A kingdom without a king is not so good. Now this morning, as I suggest, and I will later in this sermon, I'm going to suggest the healthiest way to be as a human being is to have a kingdom and to also have a king, to have both actually. As I suggest that, those of you sitting here this morning, you might be thinking, every king that has existed has destroyed his kingdom. I don't want a king. Well, think about that. Isn't that true? Here's some examples of some kings that we've had in the history of the earth and how they have destroyed their kingdoms. There were the Bolshevik kings, so to speak, the monarchy in Russia. The thought was with the Bolsheviks is that when they came into power, the thought was that they would take care of the commoners, that they would give land to the poor, and that they would employ a whole bunch of people. What actually happened was that regime killed over 10 million people, the Bolsheviks. Then there's Chairman Mao in the 1950s in China. Do you realize that when Chairman Mao was coming up into power, that the thought was that he would just bring a fantastic new beginning to the world that everyone would follow? John Lennon, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones even came out and said, a new world order is happening with Chairman Mao. And if the Beatles and the Rolling Stones tell you to listen and follow, you almost have to do it. What actually happened? Chairman Mao killed over 40 million people. Some people say up to 80 million people. Communist China in the 1950s. Oh, what about Adolf Hitler? There were many who thought, boy, when this king comes to power, if his vision comes to pass, how pure the world will be. What actually happened? The Jews were horrifically exterminated, and not to mention those that were disabled and handicapped. Millions of people would say this morning, I don't want a king. Every time there's been a king, the kingdom has actually been ruined. But friends, we need both in life. We need a kingdom and we need a king. Because the kingdoms of this world, and if there's anything we've learned in the last 3 years, the kingdoms of this world are shaky and barely hanging on. This last week, I had a time to kind of have just a simple conversation with a teacher in the community from one of our local schools, and I know the teacher pretty well, and I thought it was the perfect moment to ask him this question. They had just come off vacation, and they had had a couple months to decompress from a challenging year, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to ask them, how are they feeling about this next school year? We're kind of relaxed, and I think they're going to say, I'm ready, it's going to be exciting. You know what they said to me? They said, Jeremy, I'm anxious. I'm anxious because of what happened 2 years ago. The school year didn't happen the way that I thought it would. And I'm anxious because of what happened a year ago. The school year didn't go the way that I thought it would. And they weren't expressing, boy, this next year, things have just got to go right. This is the year. They were saying, I think a third year, I have no idea where it's headed. Anxiety. And it's not just teachers. And by the way, there are 300,000 less teachers in the United States in the last 3 years. 300,000 less teachers. Shaky. And that's not to say that the foundations, the kingdoms of our children, the schools that they're entering into, they're experiencing shaky kingdoms. Doctors and nurses, shaky kingdoms. Healthcare in our country. Pastors, it's been shaky for pastors. Retirees, you name it. Planning a trip, it's been really, really challenging and difficult. In fact, many people are calling what happened last year, and you've heard the term, the Great Resignation. Have you heard that term? What that is many people are leaving the workforce, leaving their shaky kingdoms in hopes that they can find another kingdom that they can be more comfortable and relaxed. But the message of the last 3 years, message in Hebrews is that, man, we've got some shaky, shaky kingdoms on this earth. We need a sure, solid foundation kingdom, and we need a king.